The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Hey. Today's Daf, Gemara, continues explaining the Mishnah, how you could have Yetzir Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, how you could have four different cases that somebody is chayy for taking an item from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. And the Gemara explains, and the Gemara says that you have to have, in order for somebody to be chayiv for transferring an item from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, he has to take it from he has to pick the item up from the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochet, from a place that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and then take it, transfer it to the other Rishus, and put it down in the other Rishus, also on a place, an area that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. And so the Gemara asks, if that's the halacha, that you have to remove it and place it down onto a place that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, so why in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah gives examples of ways that he's chayiv for hoitzah, that the Mishnah says, one way is that he stretches his hand out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and places an item down. Or vice versa. He's sticking his hand from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid and puts something down. That he's chayiv, so Asher puts it into the hands of the Ani. The Asher's hand and the Ani's hand, they're both not four tfachim. People's hands are about a tefach wide, not four tfachim. So the Gemara, at one point, wanted to explain to Zetain our Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person was holding a basket in his hand. Hiniach agabe traskel. That the person has a basket in his hand, and if so, if let's say the usher takes a loaf of bread from his table and he sticks it out the window and gives it to the ani, who's holding a basket on his hand. So then he took from a mokim dalit al dalit, and he put onto a mokim dalit al dalit. So the Gemara asks, the Chayyar Mishnah says that it's his hand. The Mishnah doesn't say he has a basket. So the Gemara says, okay, yetni traska shabiyodoy, you have to explain that it's talking about, either you have to change the gears or explain that it's referring to that he's holding a basket in his hand. So the Gemara says, that's very good in the Rishus HaYochid, that when the person that's standing in the Rishus HaYochid could be holding a traskel, could be holding a basket, and will consider that basket is a dalet al dalet, and that would be considered that he put it down in the Rishus HaYochid on a place, a platform that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. But vice versa, if let's say the usher stuck his hand out and gave a loaf of bread to the ani who's in the Rishus HaRabim, and the ani is holding a traskel, a basket on his hand, and you're going to say that that's why the usher is chayiv if he took something from the Rishus HaRabim and placed it down on the basket that's on the ani's hand in Rishus HaRabim, why then would he be chayiv? Even though he put it down in Rishus HaRabim, but if you're going to explain the Mishnah that the Ani that's in the Rishus HaRabim is holding a basket, then that basket will now be a Rishus HaYochid. Questions the Gemara. How can you explain that the Ani is holding a basket? The Ani who's in Rishus HaRabim, on his hand, it's not a hand. It's a basket that's on his hand. If so, so then it comes out that it's a Rishus HaYochid. The basket itself is a Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara says the only way you'd be able to say, is explain the Mishnah in this way, that the way to get out of this kasha, the weird you have for tzvachim and for tzvachim, is by explaining that there's a basket. The only way would be is if you say that the basket is not considered Rishus HaYochid. Why? If you say not like a basic baby Huda, here, what constitutes a Rishus HaYochid? By now, you probably know, once you're this far in Masechta Shabbos, you probably know that there are four Yeshuyos in Shabbos. But there are four domains regarding the halachas of Shabbos, regarding the halachas of Eitzah. There's one domain that's Rishus HaRabim, a street that goes from city to city, a street that's 16 amos wide, that has 600,000 people passing on it. That's a Rishus HaRabim. Another Rishus is a Rishus HaYochid. What's Rishus HaYochid? A private domain. What are the definitions and guidelines of a private domain? It has to be that it has mechitzos, it has curtains or walls on four sides, maybe three, maybe two, but let's say the easiest case, for sure, definitely, if it has walls on four sides, which are 10 tefachim high, then it constitutes a Rishus HaYochid. There also has to be a space in between these four walls. That's the size of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So if you have a height, you need to have a height of 10 tefachim, the mechitza is with walls, and then 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Now, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, even if you don't have actual walls, if you don't have walls, it reaches down to the floor, let's say you just have a basket, and the basket has walls that are 10 tefachim on four sides, and that whole basket, which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim of a platform, and then mechitzos, walls that go on the side of the basket that are 10 tefachim high, according to Beis Yehuda, even though that basket is lifted up on a stick, that is considered a Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, if you're going to explain the Mishnah that the Ani is holding a basket that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim because you wanted to get out of the kasha, then how can you be chayiv if you have to put it down onto a platform that has 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim? So you explain that it's with a basket. If it's a basket and somebody's holding it, so then it's going to be Yeshus HaYochid. The only way you could explain that it's not a Yeshus HaYochid is if you hold, not like you basically be Yehuda, to say that because it's lifted up on a pole, on a post, therefore it's not going to be a Rishus HaYochid. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you that it fits like you basically be Yehuda. I'll tell you that like you basically be Yehuda, we're talking about a basket that doesn't have 10 tefachim. The basket does not have walls. And if Yosef ben Yehuda holds it sufficient without those walls, as long as you have a height of 10 tefachim, and it's a platform of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. However, when we said that the Mishnah is talking about that you're holding a basket that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, we mean that you're holding the ani that's holding the basket in the Rishus HaRabim is holding it lower than 10 tefachim. His hand is below 10 tefachim. When does Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda say that it's considered a Rishus HaYochid? Is if it's lifted with a height of 10 tefachim, even though it's on a pole, even though there's no walls going down, but it's a height of 10 tefachim high, so then it's a platform of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, held up on a post that's 10 tefachim high. According to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, that would be a Rishus HaYochid. But even Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda would agree that if the Ani is holding it below 10 tefachim high, then it will not be a Rishus HaYochid. Then it will be Rishus HaRabim. If it's not Rishus HaYochid, the Gemara is explaining that it's going to be Rishus HaRabim. That's what the Gemara says. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos asks a very strong question. In fact, Tosfos, you're right that if you are holding the basket below 10 tefachim, so it definitely cannot be Rishus HaYochid, because Rishus HaYochid has to have a height of 10 tefachim, either walls, or let's say according to Beis Yehuda, without the walls, just a platform that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim held up on a stick above 10 tefachim. But usually, we know, as we said before, there's four Rishuyos in Shabbos, four domains. So far we explained two, Rishus HaRamim and Rishus HaYochid. There's another two domains. There's a Karmelis and a Mokim Petur. A Karmelis is when you have four Tfachim by four Tfachim, but it's below 10 Tfachim high. You don't have the height of 10 Tfachim. It's above 3 Tfachim, but below 10 Tfachim. In between that range of 3 Tfachim and 10 Tfachim, then it becomes a Karmelis. There's other forms of Karmelis as well. For example, a desert is a Karmelis, and a river and sea are a Karmelis, and a forest is a Karmelis. There are many different types of Karmelis. But one of the types of Karmelis is if you have something that's the measurements of 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, and between the height of 3 Tfachim and 10 Tfachim in the Rishus HaRabim, that becomes a Karmelis. What are the halachis of a Karmelis? A Karmelis is not a Rishus HaYochid and not a Rishus HaRabim. And the Chachamim said, so Minatoira, according to the laws of the biblical laws, you are allowed to take from a Rishus HaYochid and put it down in a Karmelis, or vice versa. And you're allowed to take from the domain of Rishus HaRabim and put it down in a Karmelis, or vice versa. But the Chachamim said that this Karmelis is an in-between stage, and it looks a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim, a little bit like a Rishus HaYochid, and they said that it's prohibited, therefore, rabbinically, midi rabbanan, it's asur to transfer from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, or from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. However, it's only going to be also midi rabbanan. Then there's another makim, let's say makim petur, if it's lower, if it's narrower than a 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim platform. So let's say only 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, then even if it's higher, then 3 tfachim it will also be a makim petur. In any case, let's remember the track of the Gemara. The Gemara was explaining Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara explained that this platform is, the way to explain our Mishnah, how do you have that he made a Hanocha and the Ani's his hand, and it was a Hanocha and a platform of 4x4? It's because the Ani was holding a basket, and the Gemara explained that the basket is below 10 Tfachim. So you have a platform of 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, below 10. Fractosis, if it's a platform that's 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim and below 10, then you're right, it will no longer be a Rishus HaYochid, even in the opinion of Rebbe Yosi Yehuda. But now it will turn into a Karmelis. Whatever, this 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim platforms, if they are below 10 Tfachim, then they lose the status of Rishus HaYochid, but they go down to the status of a Karmelis. And then, if that's the case, then how could our Mishnah explain? How could the Gemara explain our Mishnah? That the way somebody could be Chayiv, if he's an usher handing a loaf of bread to an Ani, is by saying that the Ani is holding a basket that's 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim wide, below 10 Tfachim, he's not going to be Chayiv. He's only Chayiv if he takes from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. If this basket is below 10 Tfachim, it's let's say only 7, 8 Tfachim, then now this platform that's 4x4 will be a Karmelis. And if he takes from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis, that's only also Midei Rabbanon, and he won't be Chayiv. So therefore, Tosfos says, Tosfos has a big Yesoid. Tosfos says a Yesoid, Ein Karmelis Bekelim. We're talking about a basket over here. A basket is a keli, is a movable object, it's a utensil. And Ein Karmelis Bekelim, says Tosfos, a big Yesoid, a very big concept, a very fundamental concept, and that is that although we said earlier that if you have area that's four tfach, a platform of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, below 10 tfachim, in a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Karmelis, that's only says Tosfos if it's kahua, if it's connected to the ground, if it's mechuber lekarka, connected to the ground, it's either naturally connected to the ground, or he attached it to the ground. For example, he connected a stand, or he connected a a pole or something, and it's a four tefachim by four tefachim wide, eight tefachim high, so then it will be a karmelis. But if it's only a keli, it's only a utensil, it's only a basket that somebody's holding, the basket, the nekuda is that it's a keli, so then it won't be a karmelis, ain't karmelis bekelim, and what will it be? It will be like a rishus harabim. And that's why, with this you can understand the Gemara. That's what Tosfos says. This Yisoid is a very Yisoidistic concept, very important concept, and we pass him like this. The Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Mem Hei Sikot and Dalid, and also the Mishnah Berura there in Simin Shin Mem Hei, Paskins like Tosfos, and says that in Karmelis Bekeilin, if you have a Keili, that would be the dimensions of a Karmelis, it will not be a Karmelis. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, it will be like in Rishus HaRabim. And the Sharatian adds that in the name of the Meiri, very similarly, we'll have the dimensions of a Makim Ptur. There's no Makim Ptur with Kalim. If the Kali has the dimensions of a Makim Ptur, it will also be like a Rishus HaRabim. So let's put this into very practical scenario we can see. Let's see how this could be very, very negeh le'aloch. Let's say you're walking Shabbos afternoon down Ocean Parkway. Ocean Parkway is a busy street, has 600,000 people passing on it, through it, in an area that has 600,000 people. Goes, and according to Moshe Feinstein's Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Livroche, Ocean Parkway would have a din of a Yeshus HaRabim. And so let's say you're walking down Ocean Parkway and your hat blows off your head and gets blown onto the hood of a car. And now you're standing over there in Yeshus HaRabim on Ocean Parkway and your hat is on the car. And you want to know if you could stretch your hand out onto the hood of the car, grab your hat, and put it back on your head. And now you start thinking that you have a very serious shaila. Maybe there's an isser of taking from the hood of the car, which might be a Rishus HaYochi, might be a Karmelis, might be Mokim Ptur, and put it back on your head, taking it back to yourself, which you're standing in the Rishus HaYochi, because you're standing on the street of Ocean Parkway. What is the halacha in this case? What should a person do? What can we see from our sugya and take our sugya to the ma'isa, see from our sugya how these halachas can have a day-to-day application? So let's think again. We were talking about Rishus HaYochid, the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, a Karmelis, the dimensions of a Karmelis. And we said that if something is a platform of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, that would be 4 Tvachim is between the measurements of 12 inches and 16 inches. So if you have an area that's 12 inches is 1 foot, or 16 inches, we'll go to Chumra. So if you have a foot by a foot, if you have a square foot, and if it's 10 tefachim high, that means that it's between the measurements of 30 inches and 40 inches, then it's a Rishus HaYochid. Typically, the hood of a minivan is well above the sheer, the height of 10 tefachim, and it's definitely the square platform of a foot by a foot. Therefore, the hood of a minivan would certainly be a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, you definitely cannot take your hat off the hood of a minivan that's stationed, parked on Ocean Parkway, and put it back on your head. That would be a Hoytzogi Mura from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Of course, if you want to go and climb on the minivan, and while you're on the minivan, put it on your head, that would be okay, because you are in Rishus HaYochid at that time. But we're talking about that for obvious reasons, you don't want to do such a thing. But the question comes up, what about if it's a very low car? Let's say it's a racing car that has a very low hood. And the hood is below 10 tefachim. It's below 30 inches. So now, you have an area, a platform, that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It's 12 inches by 12 inches. It's a foot by a foot. But it's lower than 30 inches. The very low, I measured, I went outside and measured the very low hoods of cars could be below 30 inches. You actually have to be very careful, because if you want to rely on this, you have to actually measure, know the measurements very well. The chumra, this smaller shear is 30 inches. So if the hood is below 30 inches, so that would be the measurements, theoretically, of a carmelis. But then, when we remember Tosfos says, in carmelis pekelim. Even though the hood of the car has the measurement of a carmelis, because it's below 30 inches, and it's a foot by a foot of a platform, but nevertheless, a car is l'chayr akeli. And we said, in carmelis pekelim. So then what? If it would be a carmelis, it would be awesome to take from the hood of the car. Because you can't take midrabbana from the hood of a car, which is below 30 inches, and put it on your head. But since ein carmelis bekelim, since a keli, a movable thing, is what? Is not a carmelis, so now it's going to have a halacha b'shus harabim. If it's a Yishus HaRabim, you're allowed to carry less than 4 Amis. Within 4 Amis, you're allowed to carry the Chatzkili from a place that's Yishus HaRabim to Yishus HaRabim. So that would be permissible. However, it's very important to point out one more point, and that is the Magen Avraham in Simen. Reish Samach Vov. Sifkot and Zayin, he discusses a wagon. Although a car is a relatively new invention back to about 100 years ago, but before that they had wagons. The Magen Avraham discusses this exact case. What happens, just about, what happens if you have a wagon in a Rishus HaRabim and it has the measurements of a carmelis? Is it going to be like a Rishus HaRabim, and you'll be able to carry from the wagon into the Rishus HaRabim or not? Do I say in Kamelis Bekelim on the wagon or not? Says the Magen Avraham. I have a new Sofik. Says the Magen Avraham. Maybe this wagon is considered like Mechuber. It's considered as if it's attached. Why? He doesn't explain. Maybe he means because a wagon is so big that it's the size of Masika Arboim So, that we have that many places we have, the things that are Masik, that the objects that are very big, even though they're movable, they're considered Mechuber. Maybe that's his Kavana. Or maybe his Kavana is, since it's just very heavy to move, very hard to move, you need to have two horses to carry it. So that's why it's considered like it's Mechuber. But whatever the case may be, whatever svar the Magen Avraham has to consider a wagon as if it's mechuber, and therefore it is a carmelis, and it is aser, possibly, to carry from there to a Yerushus HaRabim, that same svar would apply to a car. And therefore, according to this tzad of the Magen Avraham, it would be aser to take your hat off the hood of the car and put it back on your head. So it comes out that the Magen Avraham is a sofik, the hood of the car when it's below 30 inches is a carmelis or not a carmelis, because he's mesopic if it's a keli or not a keli. And so therefore it's a sofik midrabon. It's a sofik midrabon, you're allowed to take it off the hood or not. But I'll still say sofik midrabon on the kula. What happens when you have a sofik midrabon on? If you don't have if the two sides are equal, and it's only a question of a issa d'rabbanan, you're allowed to be mekel. However, I would suggest that being that if it's, let's say, Ocean Parkland, there are lots of goyim around, and you could easily just ask a goy to take it off the hood of the car for you. So even though you could be, there's room to be made off of the Rabbana Lekula, but better to go and ask a goy, which will make it be only a shvus tishvus. So we'll summarize. We had a Tosfos that says a big yisoid ain't karmelis bekelim, which is the way we paskin, but if it's something as the measurements, dimensions of a karmelis, but it's only a keli, then it will be considered as if it's placed in Yerushal Sarabim, like it's a Yerushal Sarabim, not a karmelis, which could be for a person's advantage, that even though you can't take from a karmelis to a Yerushal Sarabim, but from a keli, which is a karmelis, you could take to a Yerushal Sarabim. That was one yesoid. The other thing to remember is, if a hat falls onto the hood of a car, you have to remember what the dimensions are. The hood of a car, if it's a very even average car, might be above 30 inches. Unless you know for sure that it's below 30 inches, you certainly should not be mako to take the hat off the car, because it's a question of taking from a Yeshus HaYochid to a Yeshus HaRabi. Very many, even medium, small size cars, their hood is above 30 inches already. And then it's a question of Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid, there's no way to be Mekel. That doesn't make a difference in Rishus HaYochid, the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Keli or not a Keli. But if you know that it's below 30 inches, so then we have Yisoid in Karmelis the Kelim, and there's room to be made. And even though the Magen Avraham has a suffix, maybe this is not a keli, but it would be a suffix that a person could be meiko, but lechatchila one should ask a goy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.